Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, written by Julie Stein and performed by the Mission Winds live here in our studios at Texas Public Radio. I'm Nathan Cohn, sitting in for Barry Brake this afternoon on Classical Connections. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and if you're back to listening and back to your regular week, then thank you so much for spending part of your Monday afternoon with us here. We have the Mission Winds in our studio to perform a little bit of Christmas music for us and some holiday music, and of course to talk about their upcoming performance of Holiday in Blue this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Edgewood Theater of the Performing Arts, and also, if I'm correct, next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at New Braunfels Civic and Convention Center. And Major Dustin Doyle is in the studio with me right now. Good afternoon.
Happy holidays. Good afternoon, Nathan.
So thanks so much for being here, and thanks for bringing in these talented clarinetists to perform for us this afternoon. It's always a treat to have live music in here with some talented musicians. So once again, thank you for that.
Oh, we love it. Spreading the holiday cheer.
So that's what one of the things that's the mission of the Air Force Band of the West, of which the Mission Winds are a part of. There is a larger ensemble made up of 40 or 50 musicians or so, the Air Force Band of the West. And y'all's mission is to go into the communities to honor, to inspire, and connect. And you do so through things like this, as well as, of course, the concerts coming up this weekend.
100%. So, we have a clarinet quartet in the studio this afternoon. The Band of the West is an organization of 62 members. The concert this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and like you mentioned, in New Braunfels next Tuesday, features our largest performing ensemble, which is our concert band. And that's a typical wind ensemble that you see. But yes, we go out into the community and we put on performances and represent the excellence of the Air Force to communities in the area.
So this is like y'all's big, along with the Fiesta in Blue, this is pretty much your biggest event of the year. Is that right?
San Antonio knows Fiesta very well. The month of April, we do support, and of course, in the holidays here, this is our way to play music for the community and really to give back to the community that San Antonio supports so much.
So at the show itself, it's holiday favorites, and does Santa Claus show up?
There might be a special appearance for the kids. Absolutely. No, it's free. Open to the public. We do have ticketed events, so if you go to our website or look at us, you can get your free ticket. But it's a family friendly, free, open to the events. Holiday favorites. You'll hear some Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You'll hear some Harry Connick Jr. And like we said, maybe a special guest for the kids.
So when you say Harry Connick Jr., I mean we're playing with a clarinet quartet here. But folks who don't know already, that the Band of the West has several splinter ensembles that are part of the larger band, and you also have a rock ensemble, a jazz ensemble, and that's where some of that standards come in, I guess.
100% correct, yes. And so for this particular production this weekend, all of those ensembles will be together, and we orchestrate the music for that ensemble.
Fantastic. So it's going to be a show that's this Saturday from 3 to 5-ish or so?
Yes.
Yeah, at the Edgewood Theater of the Performing Arts. Why don't we hear another number? I guess next we're going to hear the great old chestnut, The Christmas Song, from Wells and Torme. So let's give it a listen.
Thank you. Once again, the Mission Winds live in our studios here at Texas Public Radio's KPAC 88.3 FM on Classical Connections with the Christmas Song by Mel Torme. And thank you so much for being here. This is wonderful music. Major Dustin Doyle is here in the studios with me to talk about their upcoming performances, where you can hear things like that, as well as much more and an even larger ensemble this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Edgewood Theater of the Performing Arts, and Tuesday at 7 p.m. at New Braunfels Civic and Convention Center. You mentioned that the concerts are free and open to the public, but you do need to get tickets for it. So how does one do that?
Man, wasn't that beautiful? I love that piece. They play it very well. I love working with these folks.
Who arranged that, by the way? Did one of the members arrange that?
Yes. So a retired Air Force member of the band, yes. And that's actually pretty typical. So a lot of the things that we'll play this weekend has been arranged by our folks for our instruments. But yes, so the tickets, if you go to our website, or if you do a simple search for the Air Force Band of the West, you can find our Facebook group, and all those events are listed in our calendars, and you can get tickets that way.
And so you basically, there's like an Eventbrite link, and so that's where you can kind of reserve your ticket, so to speak.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
So it's easy to get in that way. So you mentioned that there's 62 members of the whole Band of the West, and we had a chance to visit back in August on base when I was able to tour and see in person many of the ensembles, and I'm very, very, very privileged to be able to do that. So thank you for letting me in on that little kind of it felt very personalized, and I was very happy to be there. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting is that about the Band of the West is that y'all are actually able to recruit people that you need for the band.
So it is a very unique capability that Air Force bands have. It's one of the few, if not the only, career field across the Air Force where we do actually recruit the individual musicians for us. So we have four clarinets here. If we needed a fifth one, we hire a fifth clarinet. And that is not a capability that's typically across the Air Force like that. So we do feel very fortunate that we get to have that. I won't say control, but we do tailor our personnel.
So we'll hear from one of the members of the ensemble in just a few minutes after this next piece of music. But can you describe to me typically when somebody comes into the band, you know, have they already done some studying, some schooling, or what's the age and education range is that somebody comes into the Band of the West?
Sure. So many of the colleagues that we have here, the professional musicians across Air Force bands, do come in schooled. They have performance degrees from universities and conservatories across the world. And so they come in very educated and very prepared to win an audition, very similar to your symphony orchestras, how they recruit and hire. We have a very similar process across Air Force bands. And so actually, probably one of the most popular questions we answer is, do they go to basic training? And the answer is yes. They do. They are airmen musicians, but they come in schooled with some of the finest education and performance on their craft.
Now, you serve a region that's most of the southeastern United States as well as Puerto Rico. Is that correct?
That is correct. So our particular area of responsibility for the Band of the West includes all of Texas, but as north as Oklahoma, as east to Georgia, and as far down to Florida to include Puerto Rico. And again, what we do is we go and we travel into these communities. We play music. We put on concerts. We go into schools, and we wear the uniform in communities that don't often see the uniform, and we just let them know what the Air Force is doing for them, all through music.
And I think it gives students who are musicians something to think about, and that is a career option for me as a musician that I didn't normally think about. Yeah?
Very much. And so we like to spread that, but not just musicians. I mean, we have many different career fields across the United States, and just letting the public know, letting the younger generation know what opportunities are available across the Air Force to include being a musician is what we're asked to do.
So obviously you've traveled a lot. What are some of the most memorable moments you can think of being with this group and you know, it's an experience that, that happened to you?
Oh, that is a loaded question. There are many to choose from. So we talk about honoring and inspiring and connecting with our audience. You know, this time last year, we were honoring a fallen president. So when former President H.W. Bush,
yes.
You know, we go into action and we perform the ceremonial music for those types of recognition. And so those are very humbling and inspiring performances to be a part of. We've done that. I've been in downtown Warsaw, Poland, doing similar events where, you know, it's a wreath-laying ceremony. And then, you know, 21 cannons go off and you have an entire city just at quiet stillness. And then the Air Force Band goes into music and provides that ceremonial music. Just awe-inspiring.
It must feel like you have you're really being a part of history when something like that happens, that you feel like the weight of what's come before and what will come after.
In those types of situations, yes, you do. But, I mean, it's just as important to be in here with you today and play the clarinet quartet and the holiday music and spread that cheer and that sense of community with San Antonio. Those are equally as important for us.
Absolutely. Well, let's have one more selection here. And this is celebrating Hanukkah as we hear the Klezmer Freilach.
Thank you.
That was the Klezmer Freilach by Joshua Rubin and performed by the Mission Winds here on Texas Public Radio's KPAC 88.3 FM, members of the Air Force Band of the West, specifically the Mission Winds here in our studios, a clarinet quartet performing, and you'll be able to hear them and many, many more, the entire Band of the West, this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. at Edgewood Theater of the Performing Arts. It's a free concert, their Holiday Inn Blues show, and of course, Tuesday at 7 p.m. at New Braunfels Civic and Convention Center. And Jim Campbell is here, who was taking the solo on that last number. And of course, just a great performance. Thanks. Yeah, that was really really hot stuff.
Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit and bring the mic just a little bit closer to you there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your career trajectory. I'm not going to ask you to go all the way back to like when band director told you you were going to play clarinet, but you know, you have been playing for a while. And what, you know, led you into the Air Force?
So I started off in a musical family. My dad is a professor at University of Michigan. He's the trumpet professor there. And my mother is an opera singer. And my brother was also a trumpet player. So I kind of had to pick something.
Wow.
And I'm not a good singer. So I kind of went towards clarinet. I just love the variance you can get with a jazz, classical, klezmer. I love klezmer. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, I started getting into clarinet. I started taking lessons with Fred Ormond, the professor at Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always sort of knew I wanted to be a clarinet player. And I always knew ever since fifth grade that I wanted to be in one of the military bands.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was a military widow. And my grandfather was a pilot. So, you know, I wanted to give back in some sort of way. And my grandmother was a big contributor to what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she bought my first horn. It was big. So, yeah. So ever since I was a kid, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know? So,
And how long have you been in service right now?
7 months.
All right.
Actually. So yeah, I love it. I did my undergraduate over at Temple University,
mm-hmm,
in clarinet performance. And then my master's, I got two master's degrees, one in clarinet performance and one in chamber music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took this audition and I won.
So in addition to performing in the band, do you do other things in town? Do you play out anywhere?
Or? As much as I can. I'm still really new to the area and I want to do more.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't found the outlet yet. I'm new.
Well, it's a great music community.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find...
I see that, yeah.
You're going to find... You can't throw a rock without hearing something great in this town,
yeah,
or being a part of something great, which
right,
you already are right now.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, once again, Dustin Doyle, we got this free show coming up here Saturday and Sunday. And it's a family-oriented program, Holiday Inn Blue, and we're really looking forward to it.
And we just thank you for the opportunity to share this message. And like you said, there might be a special guest for the kids in the program that comes on out. And so we just use these opportunities to reconnect with the community of San Antonio and to share a nice happy holidays as we go into 2020.
Well, you've made it bright this afternoon here in our studio at KPAC. So we really appreciate it. And thank you for your artistry this afternoon, the Mission Winds. Appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. So once again, you can find out information about it on the Band of the West website. Just Google Band of the West, and that's probably the easiest way to find it with those complicated military website email addresses. But, you know, just Google it and you're going to find it. And we'll post a link to it on our website as well at tprclassical.org. And it's this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m., the Holiday Inn Blue concert.